not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your host, Jarrell Gilbert. As always, no Derek Isamaki. So not as always. Derek Isamaki is back home in L.A. My man, I'm just going to put him on blast right now, guys. My man's turning 30 this week.
Gross.
The big 3-0.
Yeah, disgusting.
Wow. He's only 30?
Yeah.
I thought he was older.
Well, that's because he's grouchy.
Yeah, that's, yeah. You got him. Yeah, you're right on that part.
Derek's been 39 for 20 years. that, of course, is our resident degenerate, Rudy.
What's good, people?
And we have Chico, stand-up legend in the house. TJ Hudson, what's good, brother?
Chillin', brother. I'll take that. It's better than being the local or resident degenerate.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think it's okay. About the same.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Oh, man. All right. So, like I said, this show is going to be pretty sports heavy, so I'm going to give you fair warning, okay? Usually we go all over the place, but we're going to stay pretty heavy on the sports. Again, if you're new, very easy way to get in touch with us. TBP not a game on Instagram. TBP not a game. We usually do this thing live, but I have enough going on today, so I didn't actually record it live today. So, but every other Monday, you can check us out live on TBP not a game Instagram live. All right, boys, we got a lot to get into. We have NFL, we have the NBA, we have some UFC. We even have a fight that went horribly wrong for the dude who picked it. And we can have some funny antidotes about picking the wrong fight. But first, guys, people are starting to come back outside again. And I don't know if it's a good or bad thing, but it seems nice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it seems nice. And Rudy, you told me right before we started the show, New York and New Jersey are now allowing fans back in the stadium. How many fans?
Yeah, I believe it's 10-15% of capacity. So that includes, you know, the Giants, the Jets, the Knicks, the New York Rangers, the Islanders. Who else am I missing? Buffalo Bills. All those teams are going to be starting to allow fans in their stadium, which is dope. Finally, thank God.
Yeah,
because I'm trying to go see a live game myself, like everyone else.
I mean, it's yet to be determined if this is ultimately going to be a good thing.
Yeah, we'll see. But
it'll be nice to see some fans in some stadiums for sure. TJ, when was the last time you went to a live sporting event?
Last live sporting event, man. Tough. It's been a minute.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. An A's game, probably 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
And we were down 13-1 in the top of the second.
So, wow. Yeah. All right. Dope.
Yeah. So I just went to the clubhouse and played some foosball.
There you go. There you go.
It was Whiskey Wednesday, man. I went and drank that second inning away.
I was telling Derek not too long ago, I'm so desperate for live sports, I'm going to start going to like high school cross-country events because I see that that's back, and I'm like, at least it's a competition. Can we gamble on it?
Yeah, you gotta root for something.
You know what I mean? Like, I haven't seen live sports in so long. I know spring training is doing limited capacity as well.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get out to Arizona next month and check out the spring training game.
Yeah.
It turns out, because technically I'm an essential worker, I could get my vaccine next month.
Really?
Yeah. Would y'all get vaccinated if you had the option right now?
I mean, I think so.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm fortunate that I haven't gotten COVID-19,
right.
And I don't want to go down that road.
Yeah. Well, and TJ's immune to it, as we found out, so that's cool.
Killer immune system, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what gin does, right?
Yes.
I don't... If Dr. Fauci just prescribed gin, like, we none of us would be in this problem. Oh. You've been straight, and you've been around it.
It's like drinking floor cleaner, man. Like, it just burns it all out of your system.
Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, I don't think this is... I definitely know this isn't approved by the CDC, but gin, just drink a lot of it, and you should be good on COVID, okay?
Gin, so, why not, you know?
Exactly. Why not? What do you have to lose?
And it's only well gin, too. Don't buy the expensive stuff.
Yeah, just no, you gotta get that pure, bathtub gin.
My man walked into a holiday party with a jug, and it literally just said gin on it. That was amazing.
Hey, more than three letters is too many for me, man.
It gets complicated.
Oh, man.
All right. Let's talk some football, because even though football is not in season, obviously, a lot happened this past weekend. The big news, I guess, in this social media world we live in now is the exchange that Cam Newton had with one of his campers.
Yeah, at his own camp, too.
At his own camp. If you guys haven't seen it, essentially, the kid who's 15 years old, he's a sophomore in high school, basically was heckling Cam Newton and saying, "You're a free agent.
Yeah, you're poor. You're a free agent." It's like, dude, chill out, man.
Yeah,
this is a former MVP.
The kid obviously got a lot of backlash.
Oh, 100%.
A lot of people on the socials, like, yelling at a 15-year-old, which I always find interesting.
Right.
Like, he is 15, guys. Like, chill out
a
little
bit.
Yeah. But Cam, I thought Cam handled it pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
But I did want to talk about, have you guys ever stepped out of line when you were a kid to an adult?
Oh, 100%.
Because I remember specific story. Or one specific incident, I should say. I was playing hoop in Oakland. We would play, like, our summers up there. We'd go to pick up ball, like, every Saturday, and just, like, getting runs all day.
Mm-hmm.
My boy Sean Jordan, 6'5", like, junior in high school at the time. Pretty skinny, like, real tall man, not big man kind of thing, you know? And there is this guy, I don't remember his name, but he was the first dude I ever saw with a face tat. So just to paint.
Wow.
An image, besides like Mike Tyson, but in person, first dude that I saw with like a real bona fide face tat. Okay, my man Sean blocks his shot off the backboard, pushes him to the ground, and starts chirping at him. And homie gets up and was like, I can't hit a kid, but I can yoke him out, and goes up to him and puts my man to sleep. Puts him in an some crazy arm lock, and puts my man to sleep. This is the best part. As he gently caresses him to the ground after he puts him to sleep, picks my man Sean up, walks him over to the sideline, lays him down gently, lays him down gently, and goes,
"Put him to bed."
They need one.
Oh,
they need one.
God.
I'm calling out for another player to sub in for it.
That's savage.
And this is why you don't step out of line to adults when you're
100%.
A kid. And that kid is lucky that he didn't catch Cam Newton hands.
Yeah, right?
Well, every time a teenager gets choked out, like, a convict gets another face tattoo. I wouldn't be surprised if that dude, like, another tear grew on his face after he choked that kid out.
Man, don't step to OGs,
yeah.
Like you said, Cam Newton had a terrible year. He was playing great to start off the season, and then COVID-19, and he just never recovered.
Yeah.
And who knows how much of that attributed to it, but, his play fell off a cliff. But former MVP,
and plus the Patriots have no one on that team. No line, no receivers. Julian Edelman went out early in the year for the whole year.
Yeah.
So I don't really put too much blame on Cam Newton, more of the whole team itself.
Well, and let's, put some respect on Cam's name, because let's remember, he took one of the worst offenses to the Super Bowl and went 15-1 when everyone said they were done that season.
Yep.
Wasn't that the season? Who was his starting quarterback? Kelvin Benjamin? They just traded away Steve Smith. And
was
I think
it Kelvin, yeah.
I think it was right. Fat Kelvin Benjamin and Ted Ginn Jr.
Yeah, Ted, yeah.
Still getting them checks. Shouts to Ted Ginn.
He's still in the league.
Yeah, yeah. But that offense was they did not have weapons. Cam led them to a 15-1 season, MVP that year, goes to the Super Bowl, and lost to the worst quarterback we've ever seen in the Super Bowl at that stage of his career.
Yeah.
That was the worst we've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Peyton Manning. I mean, he led the league in picks that year, and he started like 11 or 12 games. It was not a good season for him. But that defense was nasty. But anyway, don't step it out of the line to OGs.
It's that simple.
It really is.
Because they will put you to sleep.
Yeah. And Cam, like I said, Cam handled this situation incredibly well, I thought. Just to... you know, saying he was trying to teach him a lesson, you know, all that.
Yeah, because that could have turned really bad really quick, especially him being a free agent this year. Like, who's going to want to hire him if he went the other way?
Right. You know? Yeah, Cam could have been really petty. I think many athletes were. But also, just because people are public figures doesn't mean you can just go and talk any kind of way to them. Yeah. You know?
Especially when you're at their camp.
Right.
Yeah, you're at their camp, and this dude... it's not like he couldn't have been other places. You know what I mean? He's a professional athlete. MVP. He's taking time out of his day.
Out of his own pocket,
too.
Because I'm sure he paid for everything.
Yeah.
You know, if I had the opportunity to go learn from a pro.
Yeah. Not only him, all the coaches over there, too. And the other pros that...
You don't spend your time, you know, trying to look tough in front of your other 15-year-olds. You try to shut up and you take the advice you're getting from this all-pro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Be grateful for the opportunity.
It's wild, man.
Yeah.
This generation, dog. This social media generation.
Kids these days.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And I guess, man, we are those old heads now, aren't we?
We are.
Like these damn kids with their TikToks.
Right? Back in my day, we would have never talked to a pro athlete.
Oh, man. It's so wild. We are super old. And let's actually stay with that theme for a second, because I have something on this.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Grown people making TikToks. Okay, yesterday...
Hey, what's wrong with that?
No, listen.
Rudy's like, I just downloaded it.
There's a specific TikTok I'm talking about. The dancing TikToks in public, all right? Yesterday, we were in San Francisco, and within 5 minutes, we saw three adults,
just
different sets of people, just TikToking.
I mean,
stop it.
It's the thing, man.
No. It needs to not be the thing. It needs to go away forever. Y'all look so dumb. You're in your 30s and you're in public. We went to Pier 39, which I haven't been there and I don't know because it's a very touristy spot. But it was like, hey, you know, why
Let's
not?
Let's go check it out. It was probably dead too, right?
No, it was cracking.
Yeah. Wow.
I've never seen so many Mexicans in one place in San Francisco in my life. There was a street fair going on. They were slanging micheladas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The other thing, I do want to talk to you vendors down there at the street fair yesterday. The street hot dogs are amazing, wrapped with bacon, with the onions and the peppers and all that. But why is there one of these carts every 10 feet? I don't understand. Like, y'all don't want to diversify. No one's flipping tacos.
Yeah.
No one's flipping, like, crepes.
Mm-hmm.
It was all the same thing. I was like, yo, you street vendors should have got together and been like, yo, you bring the corn dogs. Yeah. I'm going to hold down the crepes. Yep. You got the dogs.
It's like showing up to a party wearing the same outfit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, one of us is going to have to change.
Yeah. Like, however, at the same time, so you had to kind of walk through the street fair. And the funny thing is, it was like, keep social distance, 6 feet. Meanwhile, the street fair, there's nowhere to move, so you're just...
a pack of sardines. Just, crammed together.
Yeah, oh yeah, COVID was probably running rampant through that place yesterday. But their marketing did kind of work, because as you're walking through every 10 feet, there's another hot dog wrapped in bacon, sizzling.
Ready to go.
Ready to go for you. And then another one, and another one, and another one. So I do... Maybe it's smart.
Yeah.
Depending on which way you're coming from... Like, either way, after the third hot dog stand,
you're not gonna be like,
man, a hot dog kind of sounds good right now. Like,
yeah. And do you think the person at one end was like, they were rotating? You know what I mean?
True.
You want to be that dude in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, no matter which way they're coming from.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, all right, they got me, man. I got to get a bacon wrap.
All right, I take it back. But yeah, it was interesting because, you know, it's not a... I don't know. I love Pier 39, and it was pretty crazy. It was cool to see this many people out, and then also pretty concerning.
Yeah.
How was the mask situation?
I mean, in San Francisco, you wear them the second you leave your house.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much everywhere.
But yeah, 24/7. People were following that for the most part.
For the most part, yeah. People are pretty respectful of that. So I was a little less concerned because everyone had a mask on. But yeah.
But it was like a hot dog and TikTok festival.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And it was very confusing.
Yeah. Back in my day, we had Vine.
Little 10-second videos.
But shout out to my man slinging micheladas on the street. I don't know how you were getting away with that, but shout out to you, playa.
Oh, yeah.
Let's keep it pushing. Let's stay with the NFL for a minute here. What do you think is going to happen with Deshaun Watson? Does he get traded before the beginning of the season?
I mean, I think he is going to leave somewhere. Where, I don't know. The Carolina Panthers are dropping every player. Excuse me.
You good?
Yeah. They're dropping all their players. Dude. I think they cleared about $30 million in cap space in this past like week. So that's only showing that, okay, we're going to go after this guy. So.
Yeah.
We'll see about that. The Niners, I mean, if they really want to put a package, you know, like 2-3 first-round picks, second-round picks, who knows?
Would you be okay with giving up Debo for Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Where do you draw the line?
Debo. That's it. Like,
You're not giving up Kittle?
No Kittle. No.
People are talking about Fred Warner.
Fred Warner.
But
we just can't.
You're going to have to give up one of those dudes, though.
We're going to have to give up one of the dudes, and I hate to say it, but it'd probably have to be Debo is where I draw the line.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we got Ayuk.
Which he's a deep street boss.
He's a boss. But I don't think we can give up Bosa, Fred Warner.
No.
And that's also a lot of picks that are going to be packaged with that deal as well.
A lot of players,
and then you lose an opportunity to kind of replace those crucial players you traded away. So
exactly.
Deshaun Watson in the top five, that's a franchise quarterback. But there is a line, you know, like how much can you give up, especially in our Super Bowl window right now.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Time is now to win.
Time is to win. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But if you could get a Deshaun Watson, man, I don't know. Like, they're going to have to give up a Fred Warner or a Bosa or a Kittle.
I mean,
probably with Debo.
It's
probably
going to
be Debo, those guys.
I just hope that doesn't happen.
Now, stay put. We got the 12th pick. Lynch is known to trade up and down in the draft.
Yeah.
So let's go get our guy. You know what I mean? And retain some of our picks.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want Deshaun Watson, dude? With our offense, that'd be scary.
Dude, that'd be unreal.
Be insane.
There's a price. There's a line.
That would be
a limit
so
to everything,
crazy.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but Deshaun Watson's the truth, and, you know,
he's
can't guarantee.
He's only 25, too. He's young.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you could lock him up for the next 10 years, you're going to be in contention.
That window is massive.
Because the Niners, I mean, they've been up and down over the past two decades, for sure. But they're not a totally inept franchise like Houston has proven to be over and over again. And so you get a piece like Deshaun Watson, no matter what you have to give up for him, you think with Lynch and with Shanahan running the team, Lynch running the personnel, you think they'll be able to figure it out around
it together,
Watson. Yeah. They might not. There is no replacing Kittle, right? There is no replacing an all-world talent like Bosa or like even Fred Warner, right? Mm-hmm. But you cover a lot of that up with an all-world QB.
One top four position.
QB in the league, like, that does a lot. So if the Niners...
Watson, like Warner and Bosa, the defense isn't having to cover up for the offense or for QB, you know?
Right. Speaking of that, so the Pats have contacted the Niners about Jimmy G. And we also could have had Tom Brady and traded back Jimmy G a year ago.
Yeah.
And the Niners didn't want to do that, which egg on the Niners' face, huh?
Yeah.
Because it was looking... Not that Tom Brady came out and just looked, you know, amazing, but...
Efficient.
Looked a lot better than what we had going on.
He's got another ring, so he came out with a nut.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were coming off a Super Bowl...
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that we lost in the fourth quarter. So even, like, just trying to stay a loyal fan, like, I think a lot of us coming into the season, we were like, no, Jimmy can run it back.
See, you say we lost in the fourth quarter. I say we lost in the second, the moment he threw a pick with his eyes closed.
Well, no, I mean, you got to watch 49er football, man. Jimmy's going to do that. The sooner we get it out of the way.
He's due for a fumble and a pick every game.
That's what I'm saying. That's just going to happen. First possession, I'd rather him just come out and intentionally throw it to the defense. Like, let's just get that one out of the way.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, guys, now let's restart. Get out their defense.
But Jesus, he looks good throwing a pick. I mean, that is handsome devil.
He's got to have, like, the most efficient, like, QBR and, like, picks. You know what I mean? That dude can hit perfectly any defender anywhere on the field anytime, man. point out somebody in the secondary, and Jimmy G will hit him, dude.
Yeah.
Keeping it kind of local. Well, I guess not local anymore. The Raiders say they're not going to take any more offers on Derek Carr. He's off the trading block. And my question to them is why?
Right? I mean, he's...
What did he show you this
year? He's decent, but, dude, you have Marcus ready to roll, which I think is a better QB than Derek Carr.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know, sounds like a... Because nobody's ever off the block, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's an offer everybody can make, especially once we get closer to the draft.
Right.
I mean, they might just be trying to, like, build some leverage or, you know, create some... You know, like, everybody wants what you can't have.
Right, right, right.
You know? But, yeah... Somebody could take him.
Yeah.
I mean...
I don't want him on the 90s.
I was going to say, I hope he doesn't even come near us, but who knows, man.
It's, what's your nightmare scenario for the Niners starting
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, me too, man. Oh,
Kirk Cousins.
That would be so terrible.
Kirk Cousins, man.
Bunch of Niners fans in the building. This is what happens when Derek leaves town. Derek would have pushed us off of football and off of the Niners talk.
Oh, yeah. 10 minutes
ago. 10 minutes ago.
Yep.
But he's not here, so... when he's away, you know.
Talk about Niners.
Oh, man. I guess we can move on.
What do you think about, Frank Gore coming out saying he's interested? He wants to be re-signed by the Niners.
What? He still wants to play?
He's playing, and he said on a radio show, he said, tell Lynch and Shanny to come get me. He said, I would love to wear that red and gold one more time. And I think for the 49ers, that's a good, strong, short possession back.
Yeah.
Dude's the third leading all-time rusher in NFL history. He's a Niner, man.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, with as many running backs as we had hurt, and we're starting practice squad players last year.
That's true.
You can squeeze Frank Gore in somewhere on a veteran minimum.
Yeah.
Get some production out of him. The dude's 37, and he's still going.
Yeah, he's still going.
He's 37.
And he's rock solid, too.
Yeah.
This guy never gets hurt.
And
which is crazy.
To consider when he was coming out of school, he was so banged up. Mm-hmm. You know,
two torn ACLs.
Yeah,
and the inconvenient truth, man.
Mm-hmm.
But he recently came out and said. So I think the Niners could make some veteran minimum.
I would do it.
Bring back a legend. Man,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially if there are fans returning to the stadium next year, that would be...
Who wouldn't go see Frank Gore?
No,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, the good old days. God, we sound old.
Right?
I remember back in 2005 when he came out of college.
God, it's so tough. It's so tough. I don't know. I don't know when this happened to me, but it kind of sucks for me. Last topic I wanted to stay on with football. Carson Wentz gets traded to the Colts, and he thought he was going to get his jersey.
Yeah.
He's not getting his number because Michael Pittman Jr. refuses to give him his number.
Pretty much told him no. He's like, dude, that's my number. I don't care who you are. Even towards a QB, that's kind of messed up, dude. Like, he's going to be throwing you the ball. Feel me? Like, he'd easily not throw your side.
Yeah, well, maybe now number 11 will look good. Like,
yeah, you know? Right.
Also, he says no now. Like, buy that jersey off of it.
Yeah, exactly.
It has a price.
Yeah, throw 40, 50K, whatever.
I mean, dude's got a $100 million contract.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, give me a couple hundred racks. Yeah. Like, you could have the jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
See, I think it's the same thing with that jersey number, like Derek Carr. Like, nah, it's not available.
But right.
You're just driving up that price. You know?
Right, right. Yeah. So he's playing the long game here. Yeah.
I want to see what number. I hope he ends up with, like, a punter's number or something.
Six is the... I was going to say, I think six is the worst number for a quarterback.
Six, really?
Yeah.
Huh, interesting.
I can't think of any number six.
What's his name? Cleveland Browns.
Baker?
Baker. Isn't he number six?
Is he six?
Is he?
I think he is.
I think he might be.
Hmm.
Here,
I don't know. I don't like that number for quarterbacks at all. It's just,
It just feels like a kicker's number or, you know, a baseball player's
number. Jay Cutler was number six.
Jay Cutler.
Cutler. Okay.
And wasn't that LeBron James' number in, not in Cleveland, in
Miami.
Oh, Miami. Right? Yeah. He was number six.
He was number six, yeah. Because they retired Jordan's number there for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Yeah, in Miami?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They retired Michael Jordan's jersey number in Miami.
So the Bulls and probably Miami, like...
Yeah.
The dude's not Jackie Robinson, you know what
it's
I mean?
Pretty odd.
Yeah.
It's pretty odd, but good for Jordan. That's how good he was. Teams he'd never even played for were like, we'll hang your jersey up. Respect. Yeah. Yeah. Respect. He balled out. It's crazy. We got to talk about this. Deion Sanders gets his first win for Jackson State.
Yeah, Jackson State.
Jackson State and HBCU. So congrats, but also came out in the presser after the game, spent most of the time talking about how he got his stuff jacked from mm-hmm. him, his possessions, his belongings were jacked.
Out of his office.
Yeah, and in very primetime fashion, even said, at least I was wearing my necklaces, which I loved. Turns out, all the items were recovered. It seems like they had to move stuff out of the office for some reason, and they simply moved his stuff.
Yeah, which really? Is kind of weird.
Yeah, it seems a little fishy.
Yeah.
But
well, I saw him come out on Instagram or something later, and he was like, anybody saying that it didn't get stolen are lying.
Oh, really?
It got stolen. We got it back, but my staff member saw it get stolen. But it just regardless, it seems like such a crazy thing. Like, hey, you got him back. If you know, mm-hmm. but like after your first head coaching win, and you know what you're trying to build at this historically black college,
should have get robbed during the game.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, like in the post game, how you're going to spend most of your time talking about, you know, the things that right. you lost for a minute that you got back. Mm-hmm. But hey, can we talk about your decision to go for it on fourth down in the second quarter?
Exactly.
You know,
yeah,
huh. yeah. But that's I mean, prime time it's for you. It's prime time, you know.
It's always about him, and it always will be.
We forgot about a very important quarterback who also wore the number six. Any guesses?
Dude, I don't
he
know.
Went to two championship games.
I don't know. Johnny Unitas?
Nope.
Two championship games.
Yep. The Sanchez, baby. Mark
oh,
Sanchez.
Oh, Marky Mark.
Puff up a very important quarterback.
Marky Mark was number six.
He was number six. Yeah. Yes, sir. Oh, man.
Oh, good old Mark.
Yeah, little trivia out there for you guys. Ryan Succop wears number six, so there you have it. And then other than that, it's all basketball players and baseball players.
Yeah, it's not the coolest football number.
It's not a good looking. It's just not a great looking jersey number. I don't think. I don't know why. Dr. J wore number six, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
it looks okay on basketball, but mm-hmm. for whatever reason, not on football. So. Hmm. I don't think I'd wear a number six. Breaking down jersey numbers for you guys. There you go.
I hope Wins has. Yeah, I hope he has to end up with six now.
Number six.
Yeah, that's all they got left on the Colts.
That would actually be hilarious.
Last number available. Sorry, bro.
Yeah,
that would be great, and I really, really hope that happens. Before we get into our break here, did you guys see that thing with the kid from OU picking the fight with that other kid in the bathroom?
Yeah, dude, that was insane.
So a college football player, Spencer Jones, picked a fight with a dude, not realizing the homie he picked a fight with, who's much smaller than him, had 10 years of MMA training, and got the brakes beat off
complete
him.
Complete savage in the bathroom.
Wow, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a full video of the
really?
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. First of all, gotta do it again. Sorry. Sorry, guys. Sorry, I gotta do it one more time.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When people are fighting and everyone else just pulls out their camera.
Right.
Especially in a bathroom. Like, imagine you're just in the stall and you come out and there's a brawl going on. There's camera phones everywhere. God, I'm sounding old. You know what? Let's get moved past this.
I actually enjoy watching fights. Like, because I have a good friend in Vegas that lives there and he goes out all the time. He just happens to be at the right place at the right time. And he's always filming fights. I'm like, dude, that fool just got dropped.
Well, like, on one hand, it could. I mean, I don't think it's their thought process at first. I think they're just trying to watch some hood rat stuff, you know, like some cool stuff. But I think there's also like, it could be evidence, you know what I mean? You can watch some crazy stuff and you're like, hey man, I might need to get this on film.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. Yeah.
But I'd probably just get the hell out of the bathroom.
Yeah, when fights break out, I usually like try and tend to go the other way. Or I watch at a safe distance. I remember one time I was bartending and a fight broke out right in front of me. And Clayton, my fellow bartender, taps me and, like, as he's jumping over the bar. And he's like, yo, we got to go break it up. And I was like, no, we don't.
Yeah. Why?
Why? What, am I going to get scraped up?
Yeah, for no reason?
Yeah, I'm just working. I don't get paid. This is not exactly in my job description.
I'm not going to get socked in the face just to try to break up a fight.
I'm not going to be somebody's new face tattoo.
fair enough. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. People-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Want to shout out our listeners. Thank you for rocking with us this evening. FM 90.1 KZFR, talking about practice. Your man, Jarrell, Rudy, TJ, in the building. Derek will be back next week. He's busy turning, getting old down in L.A., which is great. but yeah, we'll be sure to make fun of him next week when he returns with all his shenanigans. We want to thank you again for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. Also want to thank Pullen Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation. Pullens has been serving the Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico, and they can be reached at 342-1055. So as always, thank you to North Rim Adventure Sports, and thank you to Pullens Cyclery. And thank you to everyone who is an underwriter here on TVP and KZFR in general. Also, while we're in promo mode, excuse me, I should mention that KZFR is going to have a weekly concert series coming up, and we have our pledge drive coming up. Again, for those of you not familiar, which, you know, you're probably new if you're not familiar, but we are independent radio, so we don't have any corporate oversight. This station is brought to you for the community, by the community. It's literally people, your neighbors, your friends, your local bartenders, and your resident degenerates, you know? And it's a pretty unique situation we have here at KZFR. And we've remained independent for over 30 years off the strength of the help and the support and y'all being so generous. So keep that in mind. Like I said, I know, obviously, pandemic and all that. A lot of people worried about their money. But so is the station. I mean, we're doing all right, you know. But, like, we do need your help. So make sure you stay locked for that. And if you want to help right now, let's say you got $5 in your pocket. And you're like, I could afford to do something nice with this. First of all of it is a tax write-off. Why? Because we're a nonprofit, baby. And on top of that, you know, it's doing something good for someone you don't have to. That's always a great thing. You go on to kzfr.org right now, and you can tip the show. That money goes to concert events, to paying for the technology around here and all that. So, you know, feel free to go on and hook us up. but yeah, look for that concert series coming up on YouTube. I'm sure we're gonna have some info on it on our social medias, and I'm sure y'all are already following that. So appreciate it, and keep rocking with us. We're gonna take a quick break. Again, Derek usually does the news here. Like, look, man, I'm not Derek, and I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. He's gone. He'll do it. You could do a week without it. All right. But since he is gone, I felt like this would be a good time to take a little break and promo some music real quick. My man Calvin Black, Good Is Still Good. If you don't know Calvin Black, you are really missing out on a genuinely great human and a really talented artist. So we're going to play this Good Is Still Good, and we'll get back to the sports here in a second. All right.
Get this thing shaking like the N64 with the rumble pack. All year I've been up and down like jumping jacks, running laps, doing extra reps, got my breath back, blasting off crazy Boba Fett with the jetpack, gone in applause. I'm sick of playing humble like I'm not worthy of y'all, something unprecedented, really I'm sure of it, dog. New breed, sure to evolve, crazy I'm a shepherd but I still never heard of you all. How you claim deep but I'm taking it further than y'all, you don't want beef less than slipping some burgers involved. I am not street but I seen where the curb hit the road, overcame feats, but we still got more hurdles to go. And this is that cool still, brother, that the real head's been on. Records still spin on, leverage still real long. Still using reason like Spock was, cause all we really wanna do is live long and prosper. Direct the flow so cinematic like Oscars. Skill gap between us dramatic like operas. Confidence stands, got my stature so propped up. Dodging all ops while aligning my chakras. Knocked up era Seth Rogen, how I'm laughing at y'all. And I'ma keep applying pressure to this plaques on the wall. Cause I don't think you really gather all the passion involved. This that through the wire Kanye with cracks in his jaw. And my registration hella late, still I gotta elevate. Making moves like I could never wait, no time to celebrate. Prayers up, hydrate, go hard, meditate. Do better cause good, still good, but never great.
Good, still good, but never great. Shouts to the homie Calvin Black. Shouts to y'all for rocking with us this evening. Once again, talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Let's talk some hoops, shall we?
Let's do it.
I don't know where to start because there's a lot that I want to talk about. Look, yeah, I do know where I want to start. Anthony Edwards just bodying homie. I still don't know dude's name that he bodied.
I don't either, but
that dunk was so insane. If you haven't seen it, just Google and go on YouTube real quick. Anthony Edwards will probably populate. But he caught such a body.
Straight baseline.
Oh, yeah. My God. And one of the things I loved about it the most, he didn't stand over my man. He didn't start talking. He just kind of chuckled and started walking away. And I loved yeah, that part of it. He was just like, yeah, I just caught you.
He already did the damage, so he didn't have to.
Yeah, there was no need to yell at him. And this is another thing. Like, why do we yell when we dunk? Like, it doesn't really seem necessary.
Bro, just dunk. I mean, it's cool, but just dunk, bro. It's okay.
Be humble.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you're 6'8". You should be dunking.
You didn't catch anybody off surprise then.
Yeah, like, whoa, that's crazy. You can do that. But
if you got rim checked, you'd want to yell.
Right.
You know?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Would you guys rather get dunked on or stiff arm, like a Derrick Henry stiff arm?
Oh, dude, I would probably want to get dunked on because when you're getting stiffed arm, it's like a pretty much a sock to the face at full speed. Someone's coming at you right away, full speed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd probably want to get dunked on.
I'd rather get dunked on. Like, it's. I think the ego, too, like getting stiff arm, just like put down.
Dude.
Yeah. You're in hip position, and this dude says, like, nah, you're not.
Yeah.
You know, getting dunked on, it's like, if this dude took flight.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
Well, I would say, yeah. I don't know, man. I've been ran over before, and it was embarrassing. I can't say that I've ever got dunked on, but I think I'd rather get stiff-armed, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, because being stiff-armed, it's like, you know, you're trying to make the tackle, and especially if the dude's bigger than you, it's just like, well, what do you want from me?
Yeah, that's
you
true. You're just trying to get in his way, slow him down. Just still doing your job.
Yeah. No one looks at, like, Derrick Henry, like, his victims, and they're like, what were you doing, you idiot? But, like, when you jump with, like, LeBron, it's like, well, yeah, what are you doing? Like, let him have that bucket. Give him the 2 points. Get back on, you know. Like, just take the ball out of bounds. You don't need to be a hero. Yeah.
Oh, you thought you might block it? Like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, like, when people are like, well, at least he's trying, you know. It's not a noble act to try and block someone's shot. Like, you're just going to get embarrassed. You're going to get banged on. And then it's going to live on the internet forever.
Yeah.
So I think I'd rather get stiff-armed. You know, I think it's easier to explain to my family and all the people who are going to be laughing at me and let me down, you know?
And plus, you play basketball, too, so that's, like, the ultimate shame for you if you do get dunked on in front of, like, a crowded gym.
Would it matter? Yeah. Would it matter if you got dunked on by, like, a little dude or you got, like, just stiff-armed? Ow! by like some tiny dude. Like if the dude's 6'8", you know, like you said, we all expect him to dunk.
Okay, so like it's the same guy. Let's say it's Derrick Henry playing football and Derrick Henry playing basketball kind of thing. Or let's say it's LeBron. He's playing tight end, and would I rather get stiff-armed by LeBron? Yeah, I think I'd rather get stiff-armed still.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So I think I'd rather get dunked on because I can at least, like, cower.
And it's not going to hurt as much, too.
I can duck.
Yeah, it is going to hurt.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting socked in the face, technically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And someone's just going to jump
over
you.
Dude could collapse my chest. Yeah, you know what I mean?
He could break my neck. Football is such a crazy sport. The fact that we still let that...
It's so physical, man.
It's insane. Yeah. Just think about this. Tom Brady's 43, and he's still playing football. Think about right now, you in the shape you're in right now. Go outside and throw yourself just on grass. Yeah. Just not even get hit.
It's going to hurt.
You're going to be feeling it tomorrow. Oh,
yeah. You're going to tweak something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if I just stumble and hit the curb or something, right. Like, oh, man, I'm out for, like, 3 weeks.
Right? I pulled my back getting out of bed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you did. I remember that.
Yeah, it was tough.
That is tough.
Yeah, he pulled a muscle while sleeping.
This is the oldest show we've ever done, guys. We're just like, oh, it sucks to get old. And these kids with their TikToks, and they don't understand what it's like to be sore when you get out of bed. Like, yeah. This is the show we're doing, guys.
All these punks at football camp.
Right? Oh, my God. Yeah. And their social medias.
Showing no respect to the elders.
Oh, man. Simple question. Can anyone beat the Brooklyn Nets?
I mean, dude, they're
like 12.
They're playing
have.
Well.
Yeah, fair enough. But you know what I mean. When it really counts, can anyone beat them when it really counts?
It's going to be tough, dude.
And I think
when you have James Harden playing the way he's playing, Kyrie's balling, and KD's been hurt, but when he's going to be back in the mix, that's a hard trio to beat.
And just the longer the season goes on, the more chemistry they build,
more comfortable
start gelling.
Exactly.
Like it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. So
better
I mean,
for them, worse for everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I hope someone does.
Yeah.
I just, I just don't love, I like what like Dame's doing. You know what I mean? He doesn't want to leave. He wants to win his way. It's just this whole thing of, you know, building dream teams nowadays. Mm-hmm. Like that's the.
It's a thing to do.
You got three MVPs on one team, like for real.
Three first team all teams. You know, like it's insane.
Everybody must feel like, what was that team the Globetrotters played against? Like the Admirals or the Nationals, you know what I mean? You're like, well, yeah, you're the Globetrotters.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's fair. I like it. That's fair.
It'd be funny if like one of the Globetrotters left in free agency for the Admirals or whatever, you know?
Yeah, their offensive rating is like 126 and above, no matter... As long as two of the dudes are playing, two of the big three, mm-hmm. no matter what combination, the lowest I think it is 125, which I know for you nerds, you're like, you guys have no idea how good it is. But, like, that is insane. Like, that's historic.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. But
yeah. And they're just with two of them.
Yeah.
And the head coach is a former MVP. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, well, they have Steve Nash. And then they have Mike D'Antoni as his number two, and they have Amari Stoudemire on the coaching staff as well.
Well, so I didn't know Stoudemire was a big
It's a vintage, you know, Suns team.
Wait, Stoudemire's on the staff?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Amari?
Amari, dude.
It's like all the it's coached by the entire Suns heyday.
Yeah. Back in the day when they were good.
That's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the gang's back together. Is Sean Marion on the squad at all?
Right.
Is he in
charge of public player development?
Yeah, right.
Ugliest shot in the game. God, I hate his shot.
Yeah, he's the shooting coach.
Can you imagine trying to be a shooting coach for like Harden or KD? It's
I'm good. At you, bro.
Yeah, I'm good, dude. Like, I'm one of the best to ever do
it. Hey, get your elbow in. They're like, right? I'm good, dude.
Whatever, dude, yeah.
I wonder if they even have a shooting coach. That'd be.
Well, it's kind of like Tom Brady's quarterback coach, you know? Like,
what a sweet job. Yeah, buddy. What a cush gig.
What exactly do you do?
Just catch
the ball. Get paid.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, good pass.
Yeah. Right.
Keep it up there, big guy.
Keep it up, bro. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, keep up the great work. You got this.
God, I want that job.
That's what I'm saying.
Either that or like a bullpen catcher. Just chilling, dude.
A backup punter.
Yeah, backup punter.
Right?
Yeah. Or, like, a backup QB would be great.
Oh, yeah. Just you're getting paid millions of dollars to hold a clipboard.
Yeah, I think just anything where I don't have to work very much and get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
And still be able to say, yeah, I play on the team.
That's the dream.
Yeah, dude. I got a ring.
Yeah.
I want to be a backup punter, man. And I have that stupid one bar face mask. I want to bring that back, man.
The one bar face mask.
Like, what was the point?
Just to try to make
the punters look like football players, yeah. Kinda. They're like, yeah, we'll give you a helmet.
It's like, well, you have to wear a face mask, technically, and they're just like, all right, well, give me the ball.
Yeah, saving money, you know? You're like, we got a
budget.
Bro,
here's yeah. one.
I mean, you know, here's we'll give you one bar. Right?
Just hurry up and kick the ball, and you ain't got to worry about it.
Right. Oh, classic. Oh, man. I did want to ask, do you guys think Bradley Beal's going to move teams this year?
I mean, he's playing like he wants to. I think he's leading the league with, 32 points a game?
Dang.
Yeah, yeah. And he's wasting his career there, dude.
Yeah. But, I mean, as bad as they started this year, him and Westbrook are starting to click a little.
Yeah, they're starting to play better, but they're not going to do anything in the playoffs, you know?
Yeah. Is he under contract still, or big contract, or is he...
I'm not sure.
I'm curious if the Wizards would even consider moving on. You know, they just got rid of
John Wall.
You know, and they brought in Westbrook. Like, I don't know if they'd want to blow that up, especially now that they're starting to gel a little bit. You know, you don't just blow up your franchise. In my opinion.
I mean, in today's world, they don't care about anyone. Anyone could go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So.
But, yeah, for his sake, it'd be nice. I think the dude deserves to be on a contending team, at least, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I do, too.
It's a bummer to watch, like, just all-time greats. Or, you know, he's not an all-time great, but, I mean, just really talented players in any league, any sport, that are just kind of, you know, they have all that talent, and it's just kind of drowned out by just, like, a bad organization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mike Trout.
Right.
No, dude, that's a great example.
Yeah.
That is a great example. What's the best example we could come up with in that situation?
He's a good one. Stafford, too, playing with the Lions.
Yeah. Dan Marino. Yeah. Tracy McGrady. At least he had playoff runs.
Yeah,
he had some. I mean, Dan Marino had a Super Bowl appearance, yeah, you know.
But just one, though, right?
Yeah, against the Niners, right?
Smoked.
When they got smoked, yeah. Yeah, those are.
I think Trout's like a really good one though.
Trout's a great one.
How many MVPs he got already? In like
4 or 5.
And he's still young. Yeah, he's already 10 years in.
Is he been in that league that long?
I think so.
I think it's been 10 years.
Oh my god! Wow. All right. Well,
and he like recommitted that huge contract. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's just that's a good example of just like a great, phenomenal player just not getting his opportunity. You know,
I mean, it is pretty cool that he's staying with one loyalty team and stuff, but at the end of the day, it's like, don't you want to win? You know, like,
exactly,
don't you want to go to the playoffs and have a chance to win a World Series?
Like, where's the organization's effort? Like, you have the best baseball player in the league. You've had him for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you going to make a move? You're going to make an effort or a splash here, you know? Are you going to give the dude someone?
Right. God, it's rough. Rudy. Do you have some picks ready for us, sir?
Oh, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you have a pen and paper so you can write these picks down. Take them to the bank.
All right. Tomorrow we got some Champions League action. Let's see. I got Bayern Munich on the road against Lazio at -160. I think it's going to be a solid game for Bayern. I mean, it's Bayern Munich, and they've always been a great team, and they always play well in the Champions League.
Sehr gut.
And my second pick, so it's a two-team parlay. I got Chelsea with an upset versus Atletico Madrid in Spain at +200.
Wow.
It's a pretty big upset because Atletico is playing well. I believe they lost this past weekend, but, you know, it's Chelsea with the new coach. They're lightweight playing better, so we'll see. So, yeah, those are my picks. Let's go. Let's make that money, boy.
There you have it. TJ, would you like to do some bad life advice with us, sir?
100%.
All right.
I was born for bad life advice.
All right, perfect. All right. So the first one comes from us. or to us from Devin. Devin says, I came up several thousand dollars on that GameStop stock. Shouts to you.
Nice.
And I'm feeling good about that. I really want to have another big come up like I did the other week. My question for you is, should I jump back in and hope I hit it big or use the money to travel once we can travel safely again? Thanks. Love the show.
Don't drop any money back in GameStop. First and foremost.
I don't think he's jumping in. I think he means, like, okay, should he throw it back into the stock market?
100%. Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, traveling is cool, but why not double that 2 G's that he already made? You know?
See, that sounds like good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd take that.
I'm traveling. I'm traveling. YOLO, baby. I could die tomorrow, you know?
That's true, too, so...
I'm traveling to BevMo and getting a straight of gin.
Pallet of well gin,
man.
All right, this next one comes... it doesn't say who it's from. My boyfriend has to take a drug test in 2 weeks but won't stop smoking weed. Okay. I've tried to convince him to stop, but he says he needs it. I do not want to be a nagging bee, but this is a pretty good job for him, and we are in the middle of a pandemic. Every dollar counts. How should I handle this situation? Well, first of all, if it's in 2 weeks, then it's past the point of...
trying to clean out your
system.
There's
no point in him trying to stop smoking weed right now. If he's a daily smoker and he's smoking, you know, a reasonable amount, then, you know, there's no amount of drinking water and sweating that's going to get that out of his system. Mm-hmm. But there are drug kits that you could take and fake pee. So maybe go that route and stop nagging him, because it is... too far gone at this point.
Maybe you're driving him to smoke with all the maybe give the dude a break.
Have you considered that? That's a good point. I would say try to go and do something about it, or, you know, try to be supportive at this point. Maybe because we're in a pandemic and he's having to look for a job is the reason he's smoking so much weed.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just try and be supportive. And again, at this point, it is past the point of no return. So you got to try and fake this piece somehow.
Being honest with you, can I say like a product online?
Yeah.
Niacin, man.
Yeah.
Niacin. I swear by all my friends. It's a dietary supplement you get at a GNC or.
Okay.
And it literally burns the THC out of your system. Like you take it.
Is it like a pill form, or
it's a dietary pill?
Okay,
and I did it. I had this back in high school, but I had a drug test to work at Radio Shack. So this is an old show.
Wow,
At Radio Shack, but I had a drug test on Monday, and I started taking niacin Friday. You take it in the morning, take it at night. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it feels like you've got a really bad sunburn for about 45 minutes. But that's just
That's it.
Yeah, niacin. Swear by it.
There you go.
That all sounds horrible.
Yeah.
It burns the THC out of you, and you feel like you have a sunburn.
Yeah.
That. All right. So,
and you get a job
again, ladies and gentlemen. According to TJ, if you just drink a ton of well gin, you won't get COVID. And niacin, if you don't want to stop smoking weed, but you need to pass a drug test. That is great bad life advice. You get the segment.
Got the hot takes, man.
Yeah, I like it. All right. Final one comes to us from Matt, and he says, Dro, what's up with all the hating on dating apps? I am killing it on these apps. Love your shows, keep up the good work, and stop hating. First of all, if you love the shows, then you know what I'd like to specialize in, besides hosting, is hating. There's literally an entire segment created around the fact that I love to hate that was ripped off from the Chappelle Show called Player Haters Ball. So if you love the shows, you know that's my forte. And also, do a better job of listening. Okay, because I've never hated on dating apps. I think they're wonderful. Okay, good for you. And also, you saying you're killing it on these apps, that's exactly what these apps were intended to do.
I don't know. It kind of makes it sound to me like if you're killing it, then I don't think you're doing it right. Like, it's a dating app. Like, if you haven't found love... You know, are you doing it right?
Right.
It's a hookup app. It ain't a dating app.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And weird flex, too.
Super weird.
Yeah.
I mean, but this thing is literally designed for that. And it's like, yo, I'm getting all these girls. Like, yeah, you signed up for a place to meet girls.
You're paying for a service.
Right.
To meet girls. And you're killing it?
Yeah. Like, congrats.
Yeah. What are you, the spokesman of this dating app?
Right, yeah. I don't have any problem with dating apps. I think it's a great way for people to meet. I have friends who are engaged and they met on a dating app, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I think it cuts out the middleman. And it cuts out that uncomfortable awkwardness at a bar. Like, you know, you don't have to deal with the friends. You don't have to deal with loud noise, you know? Like, you just have to spit some game over the internet.
I don't know, man. Back in my day, we had to walk to the bar and buy a girl a drink, all right? We had to go out and get some real-life experience.
Yeah.
Not swipe right or left. And I'm just bitter because I had Tinder for a minute, and, well, I still do, and I'm waiting for a match. So I have not been killing it in the dating app.
One day, bro, one day.
I'm hanging in there, yeah.
Yeah, keep fighting the good fight, my good sir. Yeah, so just to get it straight, Matt, I was not hating. I think it's a wonderful way for people to meet. I mentioned that I never had experience with them, so why would I hate on something that I have no experience at all? I've never signed up for one, never been on one, but that doesn't mean I have a problem with them. It just, you know, wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not on TikTok. Okay, I do hate on TikTok, but more the people that are TikToking. Not the TikTok platform. You guys know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I understand.
I got you.
As being a certified hater, I understand why you would think that any topic that I bring up would mean that I'm hating on it, but I genuinely was not hating on it. Anyway, moving on. You wanted to update us on some Champions League soccer?
Yeah, I mean,
what's happening?
So, like I said, tomorrow, it's I believe it's round of 16. We got Atletico Madrid versus Chelsea, which is going to be a crazy game. Should be a solid game for both sides, but like I said, Chelsea's going to take that W. They have to, because we have way too much money on our roster, and we just need to win something. We're barely going to make it in the top four, hopefully in the Premiership League. So we'll see what's up with that. Bayern Munich, like I said, they're traveling to Lazio. That should be a good game, but Bayern's going to win because it's Bayern Munich and they win everything. Let's see what else. And then we have Real Madrid on the road against Atlanta. I can't even say this. It's an Italian team, which they're, you know, it's one of those teams that they're either win or lose.
That's usually how they're, these games go.
This team usually wins. Sometimes they lose.
They're a good team, and Madrid is hurt right now. They have a lot of players injured. Too many players injured. I want to say they have 9 out of their 11.
Wow.
Like, first team regular starters that are out. So that's going to be interesting if they could pull that one out. So we'll see.
It's only starting 2 players. Like, yeah. They're probably going to lose, man.
Yeah, that's probably not going to go
great.
Is
one of them a goalie? Is the other dude the striker?
No goalie at all. So, yeah.
Thank you for updating the people. Oh, man, I was looking for... There was an article I was trying to look up to get us out of here. And the first thing that popped up is, will the 49ers trade for Kirk Cousins? My God, don't. Just don't do it to us, man.
Please.
Don't do it to us. That we've
I'd
been
rather
through
roll
a lot,
with Nick
man.
Mullins over Kirk Cousins, dude. You know?
God. That's rough.
Kirk Cousins is the ultimate. The only thing he has going for him that he never gets injured. He's consistent as starting in the league, but even then, he still sucks.
I think Jimmy, in my prediction, Jimmy G will be our starting quarterback week one.
Yeah, but that's what it's...
That's what it's looking like.
Mm-hmm.
Tough, tough. Baseball's coming back, guys.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants are in rebuild mode. Padres are getting better. Dodgers are the Dodgers.
I can't get invested in the Giants unless I can go to a game. Like, last year, I watched so little baseball, like the least amount of baseball I've ever watched in my life. I mean,
granted, it was a shortened season.
It was, yeah, so I think...
Everybody watched the least amount of baseball.
Yeah, okay, that's... Damn it. That's a good point. That is a good touche, TJ. But I am actually excited for baseball to be coming back. Seeing the sports, once sports started trickling back in, it was a nice distraction from everything else going on. And little by little, it starts to feel as if we're headed in the right direction and we'll be able to go back. Like, no one realized how much you hated witnessing your team get blown out and going and playing foosball until
live.
Right, until you don't have it anymore, you know?
Yeah, I was over here betting on Madden games, bro, at the Heat. You know, like, I was seriously watching a simulated Madden game.
Weren't you playing the ponies, too, for a second?
On ponies every day. Every day. Ponies in Dubai, you know, Australia.
Oh,
there was a race every 5 minutes, dude.
When you're playing the ponies in Australia, I think that's when that's why we call you our resident degenerate, right? You know?
There's nothing else to bet on, so.
Oh, man. All right, boys. It was fun. TJ, thank you for dropping by today.
I appreciate it, brother. It's good to be back, man.
Yeah, man. Good times. Good times. All right, stay tuned for the show. In the meantime, in between time, we'll catch you next week. We will be back same time, same place. It's been real.
Peace.